Josh, there's no question, is that top two, top three spot in the MVP race. I would fully expect him, you know, to remain there and consistently be there. And if they continue to win, it's going to be hard to not give it to him.
Dan Orlovsky, okay.
I kind of agree. They keep winning. He throws, you know, for 280. It's going to work out pretty well for him, I think.
You know, I guess, I think that it really is more, when you're somebody who's established what Allen has this year and 4 years, it's less about numbers than it is about wins. I think that's what we saw last year, where Jackson had done that. And I think ultimately it didn't come down to stats. They were much the best in the conference.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Bills got the 2 seed. They were 6-6. It was that smooth a ride for the Ravens.
Right.
And they had a win in San Francisco that there was like a dominant sort of win. I mean, they always beat the NFC. And I don't think it was numbers, because when, like, Bills fans did it, and Aaron Schatz, that's his right. absolute stock and trade. When you looked at the numbers more closely, Allen was an easier argument. But it didn't matter. Like, it was Baltimore. The Bills had sort of, like, by Thanksgiving, this was just not a team
yep.
whose best player was going to be in the conversation for the MVP, and that kind of sealed it. And the Ravens never left that post. So keep winning. If they all do, like, say the Bills and the Chiefs, it's really – I mean, I love this debate every week. It's different. If the Bills, the Chiefs, the Ravens, they all win 13 games – then I think you're probably okay, because it'll be more like he's kind of due to win. If they keep winning, Dan Orlovsky, simply put, what is that?
Right.
Is that 12 wins? Is that 13, 14? Because if it's 12, which is still great, somebody else, Kansas City wins. I mean, they're 7-0.
Right. Kansas City goes 14-2, or 3, excuse me. Stupid. How many years has it been now? One of these years I'm going to get it.
Plus that 1 year the Bills had a game canceled.
Right. Just totally messes
doesn't
with
help.
You when you look at the – yeah. If they go 14-2
– there it is again.
Oh, my God. I'm going to take a play.
You know what?
I'm going to take a
can
playoff.
We,
I'm going to take a
can
playoff.
Can we just say that's enough? That's good? Can we just call that good?
Right,
can we just say it's 16 right. games?
How about if I just go with if they win 14 games?
That's what I did.
I'm gonna stand there from now on. No, I'm not. In an hour, I'm gonna say 14-2 again. If we're still talking about the same thing, which we very well could be. Yeah, I mean, what year does Allen have to have, and the Bills have to have for them not to give Mahomes the award?
That's really maybe the question.
I mean, that is tough. Like, I'm thinking, like, last year. What kept Allen? Statistically, when you went and looked at it, when it was all over, and Aaron Schatz like made it public, and because I was right with everyone all year. Oh yeah, Lamar's the MVP. Lamar's the MVP. Like I never like really spent time looking at their game by games or even their totals. Yeah, he's awesome, and they're the one, and okay. But then when you really looked at it, like, wow, the only number that really dinged Allen is the 18 interceptions. Like, if he has that cut in half last year, has nine is still a lot. But if he cut it in half, which I know is asking a lot considering the total he had, because of the way the year started on Monday Night Football, the loss to the Jets, 3 interceptions that night. All year, last year, the narrative on him was the turnovers, the turnovers, the turnovers, the turnovers. And Bills fans going, some of them are arm punts. And like, I'll trade, a couple turnovers for the big plays and all this stuff. You know, rationalizing. The interceptions absolutely undid him. And so I think if he had, again, if he had half the total he had, which still would have been a lot, I'll bet he would have won it. I think it was so easy for people to ding him. For the picks, which, is a dingable category.
Like, it's dingable.
You should get dinged for throwing 18 interceptions.
Like, I disagree, by the way. I don't think he wins in that scenario because they didn't win enough games, unless that meant they won a couple of those other games.
Well, right. Yeah.
And because Baltimore still happened. So, I mean, there were 50 votes. He Jackson got 49.
I know. I just think the 18 would have been – you're looking at – if you're a voter, I'm assuming you're doing this. You're looking at the two guys' lines for the year. And, of course, you're taking into account the team success. I think Allen so badly outdid him in everything else that if the 18 weren't even a – maybe if it just weren't a double digit. That's why I chose to cut it in half. 9. Be like – oh, Allen had a better year.
It's so interesting. Like, Allen had 15 rushing touchdowns. That's insane. He doesn't have that this year.
No.
Does he is he have three, maybe?
Although he really did, that really built late last year.
That's right.
So, if we ever get, I mean, it's the hand, right? He had the glove off at practice last week at some point, I think. Like, oh, he's maybe in the game comes, he's got the glove on. So I don't know how healthy that is. He mishandled the ball one time on Sunday, but that was with his right hand, and because of the rain, I don't think it had anything to do with his left hand, unless that is limiting him and he is doing everything with his right, which is possible. But yeah, we've not seen that return yet, and that's why I'm bringing up the hand in this context. Like, if that gets cleared up at some point, he could get 8 rushing touchdowns in the back end of the season here, like, or more. I mean,
well, in terms of the MVP, like, independently, I'm not sure that really helps him, because last year that was not so much of the conversation. It could have been, but I don't really think it was. I almost feel like it's a strike against the quarterback
if he's running it in, not throwing it to his tight end or something.
You know, like, yeah. I'm not sure I'm right. I mean, it would vary. It shouldn't be. I don't know, Jackson. The first year Jackson won, he led the league in touchdown passes. And despite that, for going on 6 years, it was like, oh, well, they can't throw the ball. Like, it just didn't matter what the facts were. Touchdown passes is not yards. I mean, it's different. It's red zone. But he does not run for touchdowns. There's so many ways to look at it. I think the most important thing is team wins. I don't think it should be, but I think it is, and the Bills are live for that. So is Jaden Daniels.
Sure.
You know, I mean, that's an amazing story.
Right.
7 touchdown passes, 2 picks, runs great, 6-2. He could win. I had the Jordan Love thing with Joe Ostrowski. Love gets hurt again. Thanks. Yeah. Like that wasn't a great result, but he might play this week. Goff. Mayfield is the league. Mayfield has 21 touchdown passes. Allen has 14. Allen's up there.
Could be really interesting with Daniels. Like, I feel like because he just showed up, he's going to get offensive rookie of the year or something.
Yeah.
And he would have to blow – I think he'd have to blow the field away. And they'd have to win 13 or 14 games. Like how I did that, I didn't mention losses.
That's the way to do it.
And, you know, that's all possible. But, I mean, blow the competition away.
We didn't get to watch him because it was on at the same time as the Bills Sunday. Mm-hmm. How much time have you spent with Daniels?
I've seen highlights.
The game against the Bengals, the Monday night, I'm at the Bills game. It's right with Jacksonville, Buffalo. Like, I didn't get to watch that. I got home. That game was a blowout. I left at halftime, got home, and watched Daniels in the second half against Cincinnati. He was incredible. And he throws this – I mean, it's the play of the year. He throws this pass to McLaurin in the end zone to seal that game as he's just getting wrecked in the backfield. I don't know. Like, I think he's live for that award. Maybe a number of guys. Mahomes still is live for the – Mahomes has 2. His team is undefeated. 8 touchdowns, 9 picks. He threw another one against the Raiders. Did they score 17 points? That's incredible. Is it a bit? Kansas City, is it a bit? I mean, it's just like, we're not going to really do this. We're just going to win and have you talking. I don't know. Tampa Bay at Kansas City Monday night.
Go Baker Mayfield.
And then it's Denver at Kansas City, and then the Chiefs are here. 803-0550. Ross Tucker at 5 today. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog. We're at Roswell Park. This is WGR.